Here's what people should really understand. Let's go back in time, okay, to the Great Depression, a global economic collapse caused by Wall Street. Wall Street speculating causes a global economic collapse. The foundations of capitalism are called to question, right? You have 25% unemployment all over this country. In some places, it's much higher than that in geographic locations, right? This is, the whole thing is grinding to a halt, and it causes an economic collapse that starts creating extremism. You have Stalin, you have Hitler, you have Mussolini and Franco, right? You have all of these extremes rising. And in America, you have extremes rising. Like, maybe this American system is not actually going to work. That was the question at the time in the Great Depression. And into that came FDR and the New Dealers. And they had some extremely reasonable things to say and solutions, which are commonly known as the New Deal, right? So they said, no, we can have an American system based on democracy, freedom, hard work, delayed gratification, the best of American values. We can sustain this system. We just have to ensure a few things, and all of them are aimed at that the billionaires at the time, the robber barons, don't take everything and leave the working people with nothing. That's the over and over again. All the things that the New Deal did were aimed at empowering workers over the billionaire bosses who had collapsed the global economy and created this crisis. So they did a bunch of things, but like a few of them. A minimum wage that was a living wage. You should go watch FDR talk about the minimum wage or read his speeches. This, the whole point of it was that it was a living wage. If you worked an honest day, then you got an honest day's wage. And that meant something that you could live on. So you can't let the billionaires just take all of the gains of productivity. A minimum wage. They created the right to collectively bargain and form a union so that workers together could bargain against the bosses and have some power to demand higher wages and better working conditions. They created unemployment insurance, right? If you could lose your job through no fault of your own, and you have a society based on wages where you need wages to survive, that's America, then you have to have a system for what if you lose those wages through no fault of your own. So unemployment insurance. And then another one, Social Security. So what if you can create a system, an insurance system, a social insurance system, where we all pay in during our working lives, and then some of our wages are replaced when we don't get those wages for a few reasons. And it grew over time. But so it starts with, because you retire, because you should be able to have a dignified retirement after working your whole life, right? So Social Security says what we can do all together is if we all chip in during our working lives, then when we retire, we can have some of our wages replaced. Again, a system that is based on needing wages to survive, you need to replace those wages if they go away for any reason, like retirement. As the system grew, like facing a life-changing illness or injury, and you become disabled and can no longer work. That's disability insurance. And then in survivor's insurance, for the surviving minor children in the death of a breadwinner. So they're able to have the wages of the breadwinner, their caregiver, their parent, replaced if they die, right? So that's survivor's insurance. So it's life insurance, long-term disability insurance, and an inflation-protected annuity. That's what Social Security is. And here's the key. We did it all without allowing Wall Street to get into it. That's the key. Wall Street caused the Great Depression. Wall Street caused the problem. So Francis Perkins and the New Dealers, Francis Perkins is the hero of the, I mean, there's a lot of heroes of the New Deal, but she's the first woman cabinet secretary, Secretary of Labor. She is just one of the greatest figures in history, a personal hero of mine. And she is in many ways the architect of the New Deal. And so she envisioned a system and built a system specifically to exclude Wall Street and the billionaires, because she knew that if you let them in, they're the ones who caused the problems. And then she built a system that when FDR signed the Social Security Act into law, he said he's laying a cornerstone on which to build, to paraphrase, because what their vision was an ever expanding system of economic security. As the nation got richer, this system would grow and provide more and more economic security for the working people. And today, the United States is the richest country in the history of the world. In the history of the world, we're far richer today than we were in 1935. So yes, we should have a system that provides more economic security. And we did. We were sort of going in that right direction all the way up until 1980, when Reagan, Thatcher, reactionary neoliberal revolution happened. And then they were like, hey, we've got a bright new idea. What if we gave all the money to Wall Street and then just hoped that they did well by us? You're like, that's not a new idea. That's what got us here in the first place, that problem, the Great Depression. So sorry for that long history, but it's to show that it's the same cycle, right? Like if you give the billionaires all the power, they will never stop until the system breaks. And then the solution is just don't let the billionaires have everything. Make sure that the workers who are actually producing things, that the workers are the ones who benefit. That's what Social Security does. So we're at socialsecurityworks.org. You can find us on all of the socials, at Social Security Works. So we like Blue Sky, Facebook we're on. We're on X as well. But also right now, I would invite people to go to handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Right now, it's focused on this bill towards the April 5th protests, but there'll be a lot more there as well. So handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Find us on social media, Social Security Works, and our website, socialsecurityworks.org.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.